Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. We're speaking to you from the steps of the Lincoln Memorial in the nation's capital, from which point the National Broadcasting Company brings you a song recital by the gifted Marian Anderson, considered by music critics throughout the world as possessing a most outstanding contralto voice. This concert is presented under the auspices of Howard University of Washington, D.C. Miss Anderson will sing from a stage built on the steps of this impressive memorial to America's Civil War president, looking out over the beautiful reflecting pool to the Washington Monument. Marian Anderson is singing this public concert at the Lincoln Memorial because she was unable to get an auditorium to accommodate the tremendous audience that wished to hear her. Thousands are gathered near the memorial to hear this Easter Day recital, which is perhaps the first open-air concert ever held in Washington. Miss Anderson will be introduced by Secretary of the Interior Harold L. Ickes, after which she will sing a group of three songs: America, the aria O Mio Fernando from Donizetti's opera La Favorita, and Schubert's Ave Maria. We hear now the Honorable Harold L. Ickes, Secretary of the Interior.
Miss Anderson, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen, in this great auditorium under the sky, all of us are free. When God gave us this wonderful outdoors and the sun, the moon, and the stars, He made no distinction of race or creed or color. And 130 years ago, He sent to us one of His truly great, in order that He might restore freedom to those from whom we had disregardfully taken it. In carrying out this great task, Abraham Lincoln laid down his life. And so it is as appropriate as it is fortunate that today we stand reverently and humbly at the base of this memorial to the great emancipator, where glorious tribute is rendered to his memory by a daughter of the race from which he struck the chains of slavery. Facing us down the mall beyond the Washington Monument, which we have erected as a symbol of the towering stature and fame of him who founded this republic, there is rising a memorial to that other great Democrat in our short history, Thomas Jefferson, who proclaimed that principle of equality of opportunity which Abraham Lincoln believed in so implicitly and took so seriously. In our own time, too many pay mere lip service to these twin planets in our democratic heaven. There are those, even in this great capital of our democratic republic, who are either too timid or too indifferent to lift up the light that Jefferson and Lincoln carried along. Genius, like justice, is blind. For genius, with the tip of her wing, has touched this woman who, if it had not been for the great mind of Jefferson, if it had not been for the great heart of Lincoln, would not be able to stand among us today, a free individual in a free land. Genius draws no color line. She has endowed Marian Anderson with such a voice as lifts any individual above his fellows, as is a matter of exultant pride to any race. And so it is fitting that Marian Anderson should raise her voice in tribute to the noble Lincoln whom mankind will ever honor. We are grateful to Miss Marian Anderson for coming here to sing to us today.
del suo Fernando.
Oh,
And so we come to the intermission of this concert recital by Marian Anderson. She has sung as the first three selections, America, and the aria O Mio Fernando from La Favorita by Donizetti, and then Schubert's Ave Maria. Again, Miss Anderson goes to the concert stage to acknowledge the applause of this tremendous audience. During this intermission, it may be possible for us to bring you a word picture of this magnificent setting. The concert is being held here on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial. Just at the first setback of steps is built a small concert stage, just large enough to accommodate a large concert grand piano and our distinguished soloist, Miss Marian Anderson. Flanking the stage and in front are several rows of seats occupied by the sponsors of the concert and other distinguished guests. Among the sponsors and among the distinguished guests, we see the Secretary of the Interior, the Honorable Harold Ickes, who introduced Miss Anderson, and we see Secretary of the Treasury Morgenthau, Mr. Senator Robert Wagner, Senator Joseph Guffey, Senator Arthur Capper sitting on the far side of the concert stage with Senator Clark of Missouri and Senator Capper there with him. In just a few moments, we hope to have an official estimate of this crowd for you. But a picture of this memorial. The memorial rises against a brilliant blue sky that is now just softening slightly by the approaching dusk. Seems a very light mist is coming up from the historic Potomac to the rear and around to our right here. The scene from the steps, here where we are standing, is perhaps the most breathtaking in all of the nation's capital. The steps go down from the memorial to the reflection pool, and we can see mirrored in its surface the entire height of the Washington Monument that stands at the other end of the pool about 1/2 mile from us. And far in the distance, we see a portion of the majestic dome of the Capitol building. We see only a portion of it because it's on a perfect line with the Washington Monument, and the monument blots out all but that part of the dome. The wings of the Capitol building housing the Senate and the House of Representatives are quite distinguishable from our very high point of vantage here. The Capitol is separated from the memorial by the 1/2 mile to the Washington Monument, and then by the long sweep of the Mall, the Central Parkway that runs from the base of the Washington Monument to the Capitol building. And then to our left looms large the famed Federal Triangle, that section bound by Constitution Avenue on the Mall and famed Pennsylvania Avenue that contains many of the government buildings. Just to the right is the tidal basin around which just last week the cherry blossoms were in full bloom. But now a word concerning Miss Marian Anderson. Marian Anderson's rise to worldwide fame is quite typically an American success story. Born of humble parents in Philadelphia's Negro Quarter, she lived as a child in a single rented room with her two sisters and her parents. Signs of an unusual voice were evident at the very early age of 6 when she sang in the choir of the Union Baptist Church. At the age of 8, she was called the baby contralto and won her first fee, 50 cents, at that time. Up until the age of 16, her musical education was more or less catch-as-catch-can, but later persons in the South Philadelphia High School, which she was attending, were impressed with the unusual range of her voice. People in the neighborhood put together nickels and dimes to contribute toward music lessons. The fund was raised so that she might take lessons from the well-known voice teacher, Giuseppe Boghetti. Under his tutelage, Miss Anderson entered a contest held by the New York Philharmonic Society, the winner of which would have the opportunity of singing at the Lewisohn Stadium in New York. Needless to say, Miss Anderson won. After her New York victory, she received a Julius Rosenwald scholarship, which obtained for her necessary training abroad. In 1933, she made a short tour with moderate success through England, France, Belgium, Holland, the Soviet Union, and the Scandinavian countries. It was not until 1935, however, when worldwide recognition came to her. She was invited to sing at the Salzburg Festival, a most dazzling opportunity. Arturo Toscanini was present, and after she sang, he rushed up to her and said, "A voice like yours is heard only once in 100 years. Her tours in America, and she is now in her 4th, have been among the most successful in concert history. She has been awarded the Springerin Medal. She has received a Doctor of Letters from Howard University, and she has sung at the White House for President and Mrs. Roosevelt. She has triumphed in tours in South America and throughout Europe. We have an official announcement of the attendance. The United States Park Police officially estimate the attendance at over 75,000. And now Miss Marian Anderson has gone back to the concert platform for the second half of her program, which will consist of three spirituals, Gospel Train, Trampin', and My Soul is Anchored in the Lord.
Trying to make heaven my home. NBC has brought you a song recital by Marian Anderson, presented under the auspices of Howard University from the steps of the Lincoln Memorial in the nation's capital. This is the National Broadcasting Company.